Ever listened to one of my energy forecasts and wondered how you could do it for yourself? Stick around for today's episode where I walk you through how to forecast like a pro. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. I've often said that my forecasts aren't meant to take the place of your own intuition or your own guidance. They aren't a hard and fast rule to follow. They're more like a weather forecast. They remind you to be mindful of the weather patterns, but you get to choose how you'll live under them. Or maybe you'll even miss that rain cloud altogether as it actually only hits a neighbouring suburb instead. Of course, my energy forecasts are focused on the collective. That is, I'm working with my spiritual support team, or SST, and I also work with a group called the High Council of Sages. And that particular council is dedicated to working with the group of us here, planet Earth, awakening and remembering who we are and why we're really here. In other words, the High Council of Sages work with you and with me. Their focus is big picture. In the upheaval of 2020, I realized that I hadn't been doing as much of my own personal forecasting. I hadn't really been using the same tools to forecast my own life. I'd put a lot of energy into forecasting for the collective, to answering questions from the collective, and so my own personal forecasting had taken a bit of a backseat. It's one of my intentions this year to come back to the tools and techniques that I've kind of fallen off the bandwagon with. So I intend to use today's episode as an opportunity to teach you, and perhaps somewhat selfishly, to bring myself back into my own practice. So let's do this one together. I'm going to walk you through how to do a personal forecast. Now, this is airing in real time at the start of 2021, and so if you're listening in real time, you might like to focus your forecast on 12 months, but you may even like to do this as the four quarters. I know I prefer to work in six-month increments when I am doing a personal forecast for myself. So I am actually going to focus on 6 months using the steps that I am sharing with you in today's episode. And I'm going to share my personal forecast with you at the end of the episode. Okay, if you are going to play along at home, there are a couple of things you're going to need. One is a journal and a pen. The second thing you need is to download the worksheet that I've prepared for you. There will be a link to it in the show notes. The other thing you're going to need is a deck of oracle cards if you have them, although it's not completely necessary for today's training. Naturally, I'm going to work with the Little Sage oracle cards, but this would work with any other deck of oracle cards or even tarot cards, if that's your jam. And as this goes to air, the Little Sage Oracle cards are running off the printer presses. I'm so excited. I will add links in the show notes to join the waitlist, or if you're listening to this episode at a later date, the link will be updated. The Oracle cards are in the shop. Okay, if you don't have a deck of Oracle cards, I'm also going to share with you a little tip to use when you don't have the right tools on hand. So you can still work on your own forecast today, even without the oracle cards. So if you're going to be playing along today, this one is more of a training today. If you're driving or listening to me on the treadmill, feel free to listen. You can listen now and come back and follow the prompts later, particularly if you want to write this down and reflect with more presence. But if you are driving or you're on the treadmill or I am joining you on some other escapade today, no problem. Simply play along by asking your SST to give you the intuitive hits as we go. That in itself is kind of a fun activity. At least I think so. All right, let's get into forecasting like a pro. There are a few steps that I'm going to take you through. And the first one is actually starting by centering yourself and tuning in. Now, this might look like a meditation or simply a few deep breaths. Maybe it's a yoga sequence or a walk in nature to bring you to your center. I often recommend my Ground Clear and Protect Your Energy meditation on my website. I'll add a link in the show notes. And the reason that I recommend it is really great to use before any kind of guidance work because it literally grounds, clears, and protects your energy. But you may even want to maybe dabble with the Meeting Your Spirit Guide meditation or Meet Your Higher Self meditation, particularly if you prefer to be guided into a meditation. So this first step of centering yourself and tuning in can really be as simple as focusing on your breath, going into your heart space, and just tuning in to your inner self, or what I have been known to call your own little sage. However you get there is up to you, but the first step is to make sure that you have centered yourself and tuned in. Okay, step number two is to set your intention. For our purposes today, we're going to ask to tune into the energy and the themes for the next 6 months, which I'm going to focus on, or you might have some other time frame in mind. But essentially, we're asking to tune into the energy and themes for your particular time frame. You might like to create a positive affirmation or a statement, such as, I intend to open to receive any insights and guidance from my divine life path over the next 6 months. Or insert your own time frame in that statement. Really, the main point of this step is to relax. It is to intend to receive whatever insights you're meant to receive, however they're meant to come. And I will just highlight here that you're not in control of how they're going to come to you. And I'll touch on that again throughout the stages, but really the intention here is to open and to receive. Okay, once you've set your intention, you're ready for step number three. Step number three is to work with your oracle cards. Remember, I have another tip for you if you don't have your oracle cards at hand. If you do have your oracle cards, of course, this is where we're going to start to use them. So if you're working with your oracle cards and you're going to put together a spread for your time frame, so I'm going to work with 6 months. The spread for 6 months can look as simple as placing six cards in a circle or a straight line if you prefer. But before you go ahead and lay the cards out or create your spread, there are a couple of things I want to share with you first. So before you pull a card for each month, I want you to take a deep breath and home in even deeper with your intention. So at this point, I actually create further intentions. And my intention, it becomes something like, I am open to guidance about the energy and themes for January or whatever month or time period I'm tuning into. So if we're working for 6 months before I pull each card, I want to take a deep breath and state the intention either in my mind or in my heart. You can say it out loud if you'd prefer, that I am open to the guidance and energy and themes for whatever time frame. So you might like to pull one card with the intention, to open to the guidance for the entire period. So I may also have an intention to start. I am open to guidance about the overall theme for the next 6 months. And when you pull that card, you would simply place it separately to the other cards you're going to pull for each month. Look, if you really wanted to, you could pull additional cards here. There might be other things that you want to ask about. So in addition to the overall theme and your monthly cards, you might also like to pull a card for key lessons, purpose, relationships. Remember, this is your forecast, so feel free to play around with this portion a little bit. So however you set this up, make sure that you're asking for guidance and setting intentions for every single card before you pull it. And you'd pretty much now follow this same process for each card that you want to pull. So for me, I'm going to pull one overarching card, and I'm going to pull a card and focus my intentions for January, February, March, April, May, and June for my own reading. So I touched on this earlier, that your insights through this process may come to you in different ways. You may be more clairvoyant and see a whole load of images in your mind's eye as you're pulling the cards. Or maybe you're more clairsentient, which means that you're going to feel a bunch of sensations or hunches. Clairsentience is a lot more intuitive than sort of higher psychic visions or messages that come to you. One of my strengths actually is clairaudience, which means that I will hear spirit whisper to me. And so you might have your information come to you in that way. I talk a lot more about what I call the six C's in my book. You already know I go into it in a lot of my programs, but I mention it here because there's not any one right way to receive the guidance. So as you're pulling the cards and starting to interpret the cards, I want you to be open to any images that pop in, any words, any sensations. And of course, over the next days and weeks, probably days, I want you to also be paying attention to any messengers that arrive, signs and symbols, and your dreams. Here is a pro tip for you. When I am working with a forecast, I will pull out a card, let's say for January. I write it down, I make my notes, but I put the card back in the deck. And here's why. Spirit may want that same card or that same theme to come up again within the forecast. So make sure you put it back in because you may need that same theme for multiple months throughout the forecast. And if you tune into my regular forecasts here on the podcast, you know that is often the case. If, of course, you had multiple decks, you wouldn't need to do this. And so often I will work with multiple decks. Okay, I promised that I would give you a little tip if you don't have the cards, or if you're listening to this and you were patiently waiting for your deck of Little Sage Oracle cards to arrive. So here's the trick. Instead of working with the cards, you'd simply tune into your heart space or into your center. You might like to put your hand on your heart, and I would suggest it being your left hand because you receive with your left hand, and simply ask, what's the energy theme I need to work with this month? And then stay here centered in your heart long enough to notice what bubbles up. So if you're struggling, this may be where you might want to work with my meditations like Meet Your Spirit Guide or maybe even Meet Your Higher Self. They can definitely help you in this phase. But if you are driving or you're on the treadmill and you feel comfortable putting a hand on your heart, or just simply ask the question, what's the energy theme I need to work with in this month or in this time frame? And allow an answer to bubble up. So essentially the tip is this, You can connect with your guides on these specific questions anywhere, anytime. The oracle cards, the meditations are tools. They're like a gateway or a portal if you're struggling, but the power for this resides in you. Okay, we're going to move into step 4. Now, you may have actually started doing this unknowingly in the previous step, in step 3, but step 4 is about recording your insights and impressions. So if you've been around me and my work for any length of time, you have probably heard me say that keeping a journal of my personal readings and the signs and symbols that I was receiving early on in the piece was single-handedly the best thing I did to enhance my own intuition. So I highly recommend it for you too. Now, there's a few things that you're going to want to be on the lookout for as you're noting your impressions with the cards. This is where the download that I mentioned earlier is going to be hopefully incredibly helpful. The download is a compilation of 4 ways to maximize your oracle cards, and the link to it will be in the show notes. And so those 4 tips on that download for you help you to interpret your cards, especially if you don't want to use the included reference book, particularly in the Little Sage Oracle cards. So it's a little insight actually into a new course that I am going to be announcing soon, which is all about working with your oracle cards. So it's a little taste test. So if you like that free download and you're loving today's episode, I think you're going to love what's coming soon. But more on that later. Okay, so as you're working on interpreting the cards, I want you to write it down in your journal. And the pro tip here is, don't just write down the name of the card. Of course, you can look it up in the reference book. You can ask your SST. So you can ask your spiritual support team. Ask them, what does this card mean? Are there any follow-up questions that you want to ask to help explore the card or to expand on the theme? And that free download that I mentioned, the 4 tips to maximize your oracle cards, are going to help you expand your interpretations here. Any insight you receive, jot it down in your book. Jot it down as part of your overall reading. So you're going to want to do this for each of the cards that you've pulled for your forecast. So this can take a little bit of time. And if you're playing along at home, this may be where you want to pause the training and take your time with this. If you're, like I said, listening while driving, or you're on the treadmill, or you're out and about and doing things, you can keep listening. This may be a really quick sequence for you. If you are out and about, you could just as easily jot this down in your notes app on your phone, or just kind of be interested in what comes up and come back to this process. And you might just surprise yourself if you end up working with the cards, how they mirror what you've already intuited. And I think that this can also be a brilliant way of building proof in your own intuitive muscle, in your own intuitive ability. And so everyone's a winner, no matter how you're processing today's training. Okay, once you've moved through all of those steps, you're going to come into the 5th and final step here, which is put it aside. So look, firstly, I'm suggesting you put the cards aside, but maybe you've taken a photo of them, and ideally you'd put the photo somewhere that you'd see it often. So one tip is in that layout where you've got the 6 cards and your overarching card, or if you've pulled card for lessons or relationships or key areas that you've asked about, take a photo of the spread and then make it a wallpaper, maybe on your phone or on your desktop, because you're going to look at it all the time. So take the photo first, or if you have an altar or a vision board, you might actually want to place the cards directly on your vision board or directly onto your altar if you have one. Okay, what I really want you to put aside then is the message and interpretation. Remember, I said to you earlier that any forecast is the weather forecast. It's not the hard and fast rule of what will happen, because frankly, the weather forecast isn't always quote unquote right. I tend to think that it is, but they're accounting for a very big area. And I joked earlier that sometimes the weather forecast suggests rain, but it doesn't hit your suburb. This is the kind of picture I want you to have in mind with your own personal forecast. Your job is not to prove the forecast right. Your job now becomes to be in the observer mode. I talk about the observer mode in You Already Know. It's about watching for synchronicities, for signs and symbols. And, you know, I talk about this often on my own Instagram page, how the forecast is playing out for us is sometimes surprising. Let me give you an example. The forecast for the month of January is indulge. We've been told to connect with our soul, to ask what our soul wants us to indulge in. And as I'm recording this, we're on day 3 of a surprise lockdown in my hometown of Brisbane. And it's actually given me an opportunity to go much, much deeper in what my soul is really desiring and what it really, really wants me to indulge in. And so, you know, I didn't predict that Brisbane would be in a 3-day lockdown, but that indulge theme has come up in a very surprising way. So this is just an example of how your own themes might come up in surprising ways. Your job isn't to make it happen, but to be in that observer mode and work with the energies. Okay, what I also recommend here is, so you've got it photographed and then you're going to let it go. You're going to put this in the hand of the energy of spirit to be observing how it comes back to you, what actions you need to take and what is out of your hands. And I talk about that in You Already Know as well. But I do want to recommend here creating a regular practice to tune back in. So this may be as simple as marking something in your calendar, maybe at the end of each month, so that you've got a little bit of reflection time. I invite you to revisit your journal and the insights and the impressions and the observations that you've jotted down. And so you want to look at how it came to light. Did the theme play out? Was it like what you expected? Hopefully there's no more surprise lockdowns, but how did life serve this up to you in a weather pattern you weren't expecting? So this is also then where you would go in even deeper with your SST, with your own spirit guides, with your own practice, and really look at, do I need to dive in deeper to these themes in my life? So maybe depending on your theme or the cards that have come up, you might need to go back into those meditations or dive deeper into the themes. And again, if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time or even just been around my work for any length of time, there's a very clear reason why I do an annual forecast, I do a quarterly forecast, I do a monthly forecast. And while they're not on the podcast anymore, I would highly recommend that you break this down into weekly forecasts for yourself too. The more that you're doing this, you are actually guiding yourself through a very specific intuitive process. This is the inner work, guys. It's not just a forecast, but it then becomes a tool, a self-guidance practice for you to go inward and to reflect and to do the inner work that your SST has told you is needed. So remember, if you're going to go deeper and create that practice, that free download may help you as you go deeper and deeper and deeper with this practice. Okay, so those are the five steps. As I mentioned earlier, I played along with this for the interests of recording today's podcast and honestly just to get myself back on the bandwagon. Maybe you can relate. So I'm going to now share my personal 6 month forecast with you. I'm going to tell you the cards here, and I guess, I might pop a picture of this over on Instagram to show you a photo of my spread. So I am at helenjacobs.co on Instagram. If you're not following me, I would love you to. And you know what? I would love to see your forecasts. Would you share yours on Instagram and tag me in your photos? I would love to see them. And I actually think that this could be quite a fun episode to send to your friends or to maybe family members, colleagues who might also like to create their own forecasts. But here's the thing. Let's hold each other accountable to these. I would love that accountability. So here are the cards that I have pulled from the Little Sage Oracle deck for my 6 month personal forecast. January is inner child. February is redefine boundaries. March is change. April is path of least resistance. May is sacral chakra. June is indulge. And the overall theme for this 6 months, which really wasn't a surprise to me, was four bodies. Now, I am not going to interpret these cards in any great detail. I don't really think that it would be of interest to all of you. But what I would invite you to do is, if you have the Little Sage Oracle deck already, sure, you could look these up in the reference book. But this isn't about that. I actually want to encourage you to just use the words as the prompt to interpret these cards. Ask for your own intuitive hits, your own intuitive guidance here. And you know what? I would love for you to share them with me. You'll find the post over on Helen Jacobs. I will post it on Instagram when this airs, when this goes live, because I think it's a really beautiful way of growing your own intuition, your own intuitive muscle that doesn't require you to look this up in a reference book. Maybe if you know these cards, that download that I have suggested that you grab may also help you to interpret them. There are some tips on that, four tips to maximize your oracle cards that can help you interpret these without even seeing them. Although there are also tips there for how to work with these cards, the colors, the themes, and a lot more. So come on over to helenjacobs.co on Instagram and let me know. So don't forget to download your free worksheet. The link is in the show notes. And of course, if you are keen to get your hands on the Little Sage Oracle cards, they are coming back in stock momentarily. They're on the printer press. And so they're going to be in the warehouse and with our distributors very, very soon. And so that wait list, it's growing by the day. Make sure you're on it. And if you're listening to this later, the cards will be back in the shop. All the links are in the show notes. Okay, be sure to let me know how your personal forecast has turned out. Loved today's episode? Be sure to subscribe, leave me a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. It'll help me create even more episodes you will love. And for everything else you might need to be your own oracle, visit helenjacobs.co.